This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the Islamic identity, and that is Salah. The five daily prayers to begin with, and all the other prayers that are called Salah, are an important part of the Muslim's identity. And a Muslim must take the time to not only pray properly, but also take the time and effort to inculcate and nurture Salah in the lives of his children. And again, we find throughout the Islamic traditions, the emphasis has been always there to take Salah and nurture it gradually into the lives of the children, and also with a lot of patience, perseverance, with verbal reminders, with practical demonstrations, and so on. But we find two processes. On one hand, the process of reward and encouragement is very important. And on the other hand, taking the children to task at certain stages is also an important strategy, because this will balance the way the children move forward. But we know for sure that the process of taking the children to task and having consequences as well will allow for them to stand balanced on the straight path and proceed on the middle way. And as we find from the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, that they would encourage their companions to teach them Salah. And when they're 8 years old, they even told their companions to take their children to task if they did not pray Salah. And at times, in extreme cases, when children would even then not pay attention to Salah, we're told in a narration from Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Sadiq, one of them, that Abdullah ibn Fawwala narrates that when a child is 7 years old, that child should be told to wash his face and hands, not exactly in the state of wudu, but similar to the state of wudu, and thereafter pray Salah, and then slowly and gradually, till 9 years are complete, the child learns how to pray Salah. But once he or she is 9 years old, one should teach their children the proper method of performing wudu, and if the wudu is not performed after reminders properly, then the child should be taken to task and there should be consequences for it. And then a child should be commended. They should be commanded to pray Salah. They should be enjoined towards Salah. And if they do not, then again, there should be consequences in place. Now, if a child at the age of 9 and thereafter knows how to perform wudu and to pray Salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment and in that phase will, because of the wudu and Salah of the child, will forgive the parents of that child. So indeed it shows us how important it is to teach our children through reward and encouragement primarily and excessively on one hand. But in certain instances when things do not move forward and the children need to be taken to task, it is permissible to take them to task and have consequences in place. But keeping in mind from the general lifestyle of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the method of encouragement and reward would take precedence in any case. And the frequency of reward and encouragement is always more than the use of taking the children to task and having consequences for them. And rather, it is only in specific conditions with specific minute details that a person is allowed to take children to task and have severe consequences for them. Rather, the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have constantly encouraged in normal circumstances to use the reward and encouragement method. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.